It took nearly 20 years of parliamentary debates and concessions to commercialize Nigeria's oil company. The government hopes the new firm will attract private investors and cut waste and corruption.
We are transforming our petroleum industry to strengthen its capacity and market relevance for the present and future global energy priorities.
Leading the transformation is an industry veteran.
This company can make quick decisions, can invest quickly, can borrow quickly, can pay back loans when they do, and also, but most importantly, to be accountable to its shareholders.
The oil and gas sector reforms come as global attention moves towards cleaner energy. With proven reserves of 206 trillion cubic feet of gas and hoping to grow that to 600 trillion, official expectations here are understandably high.
For a country so blessed in gas like ours, we cannot be happier and more excited.
But concerns remain. Many here are worried that the era of cheap oil they are used to will soon be over.
In the absence of these working refineries, we import this thing. And if you import it high, then to be honest, there is a limit. I don't see how government can continue with this subsidy in Nigeria.
At about 40 cents per litre, Nigerians pay less for petrol than almost anyone else in the world. Critics say subsidies have stifled growth and bred corruption. Now, with private investors coming in, Nigerians may have to pay more for fuel.
The new company wants to offer shares for sale as early as next year. It's hard to say whether this commercial venture will go the way previous privatized companies, which struggled with asset stripping and corruption, or will prove to be an exception. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Abuja, Nigeria.